It'd be like it wouldn't want to change places with them. Not for anything. Oh, we're getting ready to refuel. I'll come back and make this later because I can see the tender now right up alongside and I gotta go out and see what's going on. I'll talk to you later. Well, they haven't finished the refueling operation, but I thought I'd come in and make the tape, or start, make this end of the tape, or this side, and then go back out and watch a little bit later because I was out watching it maybe about a half an hour. It's real interesting. There's an oiler alongside, and they shoot a line over to the ship, a throw it over, rather, and then they shoot it over too, and they can refuel two ships at the same time. And of course, just about everybody that can is all on deck watching. And there's something the matter with one of the oil lines, so they had to take it back, and they're repairing it now. But I can see everything from my room, but of course I'll go out on deck a little bit later. And it's quite interesting. Everybody's working very hard on the other ships, and everyone's taking pictures of us on the ship because it's so unusual, to be near the hospital ship and everything. And also, there are a lot of young, cute nurses aboard, and the men are frantically taking pictures of them. And well, there was a ship on the other side being refueled too. They can refuel two at one time. And anyhow, the other ship left, and a destroyer came, and it really came almost at full speed, and just like it put on its brakes, it just looked like it was going to overshoot the oiler, and it just stopped real fast. And then the next thing you know, they were being refueled. But before they started to be refueled, they have up in midships, I don't know what part of the ship they call it really, they have four men with guitars up there, and they're all playing rock and roll, and they've got tremendous amplifiers so everyone on our ship can hear it. Of course, I'm not crazy about rock and roll or whatever they call this type of music, but it's nice to hear it, and it really everyone is just so pleased that they're there. And they're pretty good. As I say, I don't recognize any of the tunes because I don't know any of that stuff, but they're really good. The men on board our ship were saying all they needed was a couple of go-go girls. I don't see that they put our line over yet at all. I mean, looks like they're getting ready to do it, though. As I said, they had to repair it. And once they get it over, then they just pump our fuel, our black fuel, and also they have some for diesel. And then we also get oxygen. They replenish our oxygen supply. Now, I'm not so smart. I didn't know all this, but I was standing out on deck next to an old chief who must have been in the Navy 100 years, and he has been telling me. So as soon as they get the line over, and as soon as I finish this side of the tape, I'll go back out and watch them for a little while longer. If we don't get finished pretty soon, I guess we'll have to stay out here tonight because the chances are that we won't be going into Da Nang until, unless it's light. We won't be going in the dark. I mean, there aren't any mines out there, but if there were, our ship couldn't pick them up because our radar equipment isn't sophisticated enough. With these destroyers and all, they're sophisticated enough to pick it up, but ours isn't, so we'll stay out here. But truly, it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference because we can't get off the ship anyway. We just have to stay put. As I told you, we're not allowed into Da Nang proper at all. And so I guess it doesn't make any difference whether we're at sea or not. Strictly speaking, we're at sea all the time. I don't know what other news I have. As I said, I haven't heard from anybody. Oh, I think that I will, when I get to Subic, order Alice's dishes. I've looked at some of the patterns in Noritake, China, and I'll pick out something and order them. Because I know we'll be going back to Subic and I can pick them up, but like everything else, you don't know how often you're going any place, and might as well take advantage of it now. They say we're supposed to go to Taiwan next month. Did I tell you that? Well, in May, rather, we're supposed to go to Taiwan. But everyone says it'll be canceled because they'll have a heavy offensive. And that's what's happened the past couple of years, I guess. They supposedly put the mail man ashore today to pick up the mail, and then if the ship came in tonight, you know, we would get mail, but I don't know, as I say, unless they get that, the thing fixed, the connector fixed, that they won't be able to oil and give us the fuel until late. And then we won't get, definitely we won't get back in for 5 or 6 o'clock, because it's 5 minutes to 4 now, and oiler, not the oiler. Oh, the last boat from Da Nang into town is at, I don't know, something like 7 o'clock. You can't, from the harbor into town, you can't get in later than that. I guess I sound kind of discombobulated, but I keep looking and looking to see what's going on out the porthole. We haven't had flight quarters, of course. Tonight I've got to do a washing. Have to plan ahead as to exactly what you want to do, you know, with 30 women. It's kind of hard. In fact, I suppose it'd be a good time now to run on down and put the washing in the machine. We'll have dinner at 6, so that will take care of our part, you know, our time if we get underway at that time. We went away about 4 hours, and I didn't even know it. We left about 9 this morning, and I didn't know because I was working, and about 1 o'clock I realized we were underway. I have the duty tomorrow night. And we'll be working as late, you know, and as long as they need. But it's very different. No one seems to gripe about it. I mean, they're tired, but they don't complain about having to work long or complain about the casualty loads that come in. And I think they seem like a pretty good crew. There's a lot that needs to be done to the operating room. I think the girl I'm relieving has done a great deal, but there's a lot more that needs to be done. And, well, I think, I mean, it will be done. I'll get it done. It's just a matter of a lot of things in technique that are poor. And just there's no standardization, and they just need an awful lot of things done. But I have a first class down there, and I have a second class. And they will, they're good. They're good people. And they will function well, and I'm not planning on taking over any of these disciplinary problems at all. That's what they're there for, and they can handle it. And I'll just make the rules and regulations and see to it that let them enforce them. They're kind of sloppy in their technique, and of course sometimes these doctors don't help either, you know. Most of the doctors are really great, and they don't complain, but we have a couple of young ones that feel that the government, the government didn't pay them for their education, didn't educate them. Therefore, they don't feel that they should be out here. They feel that it should be somebody who the government educated that should be out here. I don't plan on arguing with any of them too much. They're pretty junior, and it would be rather foolish of me to argue with them. And so I just said to them, well, we all look at things in our own perspective as to how we want it to be. I was down the PX today, and they had some Joy perfume. I have some Joy cologne, but they had the perfume. It was $20, which is still very cheap. You know, it's about $75 in the States. And I wouldn't buy it. But anyhow, I was saying, I wouldn't pay $20 for this. And so the ship serviceman got me aside, and he said, well, come back next week. It's going to be reduced. Because I want to get rid of everything before we get into Subic. I'm just about decided that for graduation from high school, I'm going to get Johnny a tape recorder. I mean, a big one, you know, a nice Sony, because I can get a real good buy out here. And I've talked, you know, me and shopping. I don't know what I'm going to get when I get to Subic, but I've just about, we have the only one aboard the ship that's really allowed in port is a Marine liaison, and he mostly has to. He's an awfully nice boy, and he doesn't just go for the Marines, he goes for the Army too, but he has to go in and report so that the units will know just how badly hurt their men are and whether or not they are returned to duty and everything. And he said he'd get some Vietnamese dolls for me, which I thought was kind of nice. Of course, I asked him. And as far as the duty is concerned, the men returned to duty. We got a message yesterday from General Westmoreland. It was a lovely message, and at first there was, you know, This is your captain speaking. When everyone, when he says that, everybody stops dead in their tracks and listens. And he said that there was a message from General Miss Warland, congratulations, because during the recent Tet offensive, you did such and such, and you did very well in all this business. And then everybody said, oh, you know, great. And we got another one, commendation, the ship got another commendation from the 7th Fleet. Then the executive officer came on about 5 hours later and said we couldn't go to Yokosuka because we'd be off the line too long. I think I told you that it'll be 57 days by the time we get to Subic, or when we leave. It's a long time to be on the line. The other ships, you know, the ships, the warships and all, are only on about 30 days. We're supposed to be on only 30 days, but, you know, if you're needed, that's all there is to it. You have to stay, and what can you do? And that's what we're out here for. As one of the chiefs was saying tonight, where they're busiest is where you should be. And he's right, but I hate to be busy. Not that I mind working, but because of what it brings. We do a lot of surgery on the Vietnamese. I really do. And I do, not just them, but like the Koreans. I don't think that four of them are going to make it, but four will. But if they'd gone directly to a Korean hospital, four would have died. And, I mean, eight would have died, the whole bunch of them, no doubt about it. And the patients are really great, and everybody on the ship is. They're so kind and everything, and they're so concerned about that. And the nurses are a very kind group. But I think it is because no one is what we call a nitpicker. You know, no one picks all the time, and this isn't right, that's not right. Everybody just sort of tries to be understanding, and they're good to the patients, and the patients in turn are very appreciative for everything that's done for them. They don't complain, and even when they're badly hit, like I was, when this Marine Sergeant came in yesterday afternoon, I went over to him, and he always have to ask him what time they got hit and what happened, and he told me. And I said, you know, how do you feel? And he said, he felt pretty good now, but he said, I feel a whole lot better, because he's in pain. He said, I feel a whole lot better than I did about an hour ago, or 2 hours ago. And when he got hit, he thought that, he said he couldn't feel his fingers, he couldn't feel his arm, and he thought he'd lost his arm. It was blown off, but then he said he felt his fingers, and he knew that he was all right. I don't know what ward he's on. I guess I'll probably check on him tonight. I just, you know, wander by and check to see that they're, well, that how they're doing. You wonder about them post-operatively, and if they're going to make it. One kid last night, they rebuilt a face. His face was pretty well shot up, but they said that he did very well and that they did a good job. They still haven't got that, I don't know, you know what, I can't describe, tell you what the name of it is, but it's one of those things that carries oil and everything. They still don't have it over the side yet, so maybe we won't go back to Da Nang until morning. Doesn't matter. I was surprised it was such a smooth ride out, and kind of pleased, too. No seasickness or anything. It looks like it's almost near the end of the tape, and I don't have a whole lot to say. I hope everything at home is okay, and if you want anything from out here, if there's anything you can particularly think of that you'd like, let me know. Watches, cameras, anything like that, I probably can get the mail to you without any trouble. I do get my $500 a month deduction for income tax, and also I've made out an allotment to put it into Navy savings. And I had a lot of money waiting on the books for me when I got back because I hadn't been paid for a month. But other than that, I mean, I haven't drawn it off. I guess I'll draw it off in Subic. I don't know what I'll buy, but whatever I buy, I'll pay for it. And I won't be able to send some of the things home, like Alice's dishes, until I get home, but she won't mind it. I'm sure whatever I get, she'll like it. I hope everyone's okay, and say hello to everyone for me, and tell them I'm fine and very happy, working hard, and, well, I can't go roaming the streets of Morocco or Spain, and I really, Mother, you'd be surprised. I'm doing quite well in my confinement. But it's just because you're so busy. You don't have time to get bored. And the time goes by awfully fast. It doesn't seem that I've been here a week now. And well, it seems like I have been here longer than a week in some respects, but in other respects, it just seems like, you know, the time is just, I should just be leaving Los Angeles. Take care of yourselves, and it's quite warm out here, by the way. I don't know if I've mentioned that. It's still spring for them, but it's not like at home. It's quite warm. In fact, I'm going to start on a tan when I get a day off. Maybe half an hour at a time. One day a week, I won't have much of a tan at that rate, but I'm going to try anyway. Well, listen, I'll close for now, and take care of yourselves, and be sure to write. And we don't get mail every day, as I said, and we go to Donghao, we won't get any mail. Bye for now.